Great. Thanks very much. Good morning, everyone. I saw this product about 18 to 20 months ago, got really excited about it, which is when I first met Victor and Jan, and we talked about how we could take this product and also add value to the libraries. And so what I'll talk to you a little bit about is the Mendeley Institutional Edition. If you try and think about how could we get involved in a product like this, and the reason is we've got a very clear mission going forward for our business, which is to improve the delivery and use of knowledge. And this product clearly sits in the area of improving the use of knowledge. And one of the things we've been doing in the last couple of years is doing a lot of research, talking to our customers, the libraries, and I talk to, I've had many discussions, I visit about 15 countries a year, and try and understand what their needs are, or what are the real issues that they're facing. And there's really a couple themes related to this specific product. If you look at the first two quotes, how can we maintain the links between us and our customers as they're doing more and more of their research remotely? And we need to be more visibly linked to providing services to researchers. This is a real emerging and higher growing need that I've seen where the libraries that we've talked to about are trying to get closer and closer to their customers. They want to be seeing to be adding more and more value to them. And as well as adding more value, they're very interested in providing services that are more visibly linked back to the library. And that's important because there's a feeling that there's a lot of people who are judging the libraries but don't fully understand the value that they're delivering. So that visibility of delivery is also important. The second theme relates to the next two quotes. We have to prove our value to the management of the university. And how can we create a better link between the value of the content we buy and the output of research? And as we all know, there's significant budget pressures out there. And linked to those budget pressures, there's more and more requirements from governments, different institutions, management, for accountability of how money is spent. And so there's a requirement to ideally more closely close the gap between what's being spent and what's being generated. And that was these two points were kind of the core seeds for us developing this product. What we then did was we went out and we built, designed that product in conjunction with about 10 libraries spread around who gave us huge amounts of input as to what would be useful for them. If I was to encapsulate the service, this is how I'd describe the Mendeley Institutional Edition service. It's for academic institutions and research groups who want to provide improved services to researchers. The MIE is a researcher service provided by libraries that improves the productivity of researchers and gives the library real-time visibility and that they need to improve their services. And it's unlike, we believe, alternative products who do provide parts of that solution but not the whole solution. And our service is designed to deliver real value to both the individual researchers and also the libraries themselves. So what are the benefits? Well, the benefits come in two sides, first to the researchers, secondly to the institutions. For the researchers, they get a premium end-user package. So there is a free version of Mendeley. They get a premium version, which gives them more space for their own personal library, and there's additional collaboration capabilities in this premium package. There's reference management with bibliography creation functionality, and then linked to the Mendeley discovery, which Jan's demonstrated, that can link through right through to the library purchase content. There's workflow integration with the collaborators, and obviously to the extent that a library provides research assistance, they can also link into those collaboration groups. And as with the free version, obviously one of the interesting things I think is the multi-device content delivery. For the institutions, there's real-time visibility on library usage in total, within the universe of the Mendeley users and by user. There's a link of usage to research output. There's benchmarking opportunities to do versus other institutions. And enables a more proactive service to drive the value, which I'll explain in a minute. And you can also integrate back into your institutional repository. So what I'll do now is just talk a little bit about some of the analytics, because I think they're very interesting to look at, that we provide. And really, there's four pieces of analytics that this tool provides for the library. The first one is reading analytics, so it's all analytics about what content is being used, to what extent is it being used, and you can drill down into different subject areas, etc. So kind of usage and impact type data. The second area is publishing. So who in the institution is publishing? What are they publishing? To what journals are they publishing in? The third one is impact. So having published the content, how is that content then being read? Because clearly, one of the real markers of the value of what's being generated is not just the publishing itself, but also the readership of that publication. And this is all done within the Mendeley kind of environment and the users within that environment. And finally, there's the social area. And I'll give you some screenshots of each of those different areas quickly. So first of all, as an institution, you get to see who are the members using Mendeley, which are the people with the most publications, which are the people who are most read. And so you can start to get a feel for who your user base is and what they're generating. You then go into an area which is a dashboard, and this particular dashboard is kind of an overview dashboard. And then you can get into the analytics of each of the four areas: reading, publishing, impact, and social. If you go into the reading area, you can start to see which are the top journals that are read. You can compare journals. You can look at the readership of those journals over different time periods. You can drill down to specific discipline areas. So there's lots of functionality to really get an understanding of what content you're providing and how it's being used. And then you can take that further, and within a discipline area, you can compare different pieces of content that you have and how they're being used. What you can also do, because of the way Mendeley works, is as a individual is going through and using the product, there will clearly be situations where that product is either not free or not available, the member would like to use it, and so they can save it as a reference. And the library gets visibility on those saved references, which gives them an indication about what content that the users want that isn't currently available through the library. So I think that's a very valuable tool to help continually improve the selection of content to make it most useful for the users within the institution. Next, you go on into the publishing area, so you can see who's publishing. You can drill down by area. You can see what journals they're publishing in by discipline. And so you can get some real visibility on the output of the content that's being generated by all your researchers. That then naturally links from the output into, you've generated this output, is it being read? And there's different types of analytics that you can look at to understand the readership of those different publications. And then finally, there's the social area. One of the interesting things, I think, is to really understand the social dynamics within your university in terms of who's collaborating, who's working together, and really understand, perhaps for the library, where they want to spend their time and attention on specific user groups to really help them in the areas that they're trying to research. So there's a full range of analytics that really helps create that connection between the content and the usage of that content and the value generated from that content. And in the discussions we've had, this is one of the real areas that people are looking to get a much better linkage going forward. So that's where we are. This is what I call version 1.0. It wasn't designed by us. It was designed really heavily in conjunction with some key customers. What will be interested once we launch it, once we get a lot of usage, is to understand what kind of improvements are required in terms of user interface, features and functionality, additional metrics. And then we expect to be going kind of through a continuous improvement approach, which you expect these days. This is, for us, been a very interesting product. We launched the marketing of it in February. The product went live last week, or 2 weeks ago. We've had phenomenal interest. We launched it worldwide. We've got interest in virtually every country that we touch. There's some genuinely really strong interest in this. I think the other beauty of it is it's a cloud product, and so it takes nothing to install it. You just get up and get going. It's really about driving adoption. There's no kind of technical issues that you have to struggle with. And we believe on top of that, from a kind of a total cost of service, it's also a very high value product. That's where we are. Thank you for your attention, and we have a booth downstairs if anyone wants to find out more about it.
Yeah. Thank you.